On Wednesday, the Associated Press declared Joe Biden the winner in Michigan, granting the Democratic frontrunner an additional 16 electoral votes. But that didn't stop a group of protesters, many of them white Trump supporters, from gathering outside of a polling place in Detroit and banging on doors and windows to stop votes from being counted. The Trump campaign filed a lawsuit to halt the absentee vote counting process, claiming that members of the campaign didn't have, quote, meaningful access to observe the ballot counting. But it's unclear at the moment how consequential that lawsuit will be in Michigan's final results. Joining me now to discuss where things are in Michigan is Zoe Clark, program director for Michigan Radio and co-host of the show It's Just Politics. Zoe, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
How did Biden's campaign approach campaigning in Michigan compared to, say, Hillary Clinton in 2016?
Yeah, it was really all about turnout. It's historically accurate that here in Michigan, when more voters turn out, Democrats win. That was part of the issue with Hillary Clinton in 2016. As I've said often before, it's not so much that Donald Trump won Michigan in 2016, but Hillary Clinton lost Michigan 4 years ago. And so Biden was able to bring back some of that Barack Obama coalition that won the state in 2008 and in 2012.
It isn't lost on me that the protesters who surrounded the polling place last night in Detroit were largely white. Detroit is a largely black city. What was black voter turnout like this year?
Higher than it was 4 years ago. And that is an indication of just how important Wayne County, the county in which Detroit is, was for Biden. What happened 4 years ago is that some 40,000 did not turn out in that area. And so what we saw was voter turnout at some historic levels. We've heard from the city that they're estimating that was between 53% and 55% turnout, which would be, close to what President Obama got in 08. And so comparatively, these sort of outstate rural voters who turned up in 2016, what we're still digging into is it looks like, you know, the same number of Trump supporters stepped up again this year. It's just that more folks who were voting for Biden came out than they had 4 years ago.
It's one of the most interesting things about this election is that people have been mobilized on both sides of the political divide here to come out and vote. We mentioned that the Trump campaign has filed a lawsuit to halt the absentee ballot counting process, and there are also protests from Trump supporters about stopping the count. Where do those stand?
Right. So a lawsuit had been filed and has been filed in the Court of Claims here in Michigan. It's likely that a judge is going to try to, you know, get through this case as soon as possible. So we don't expect a lot of waiting. Look, the Secretary of State of Michigan came out yesterday and said this was a frivolous lawsuit. I can tell you that Michigan Radio had folks at TCF Center in Detroit. I'm going to quote our Michigan radio reporter, Justin Dwyer, who's in Grand Rapids. That's on the west side of the state. And he said, I was literally just in a room in Michigan where more than 59,000 absentee ballots are being tabulated. He says there are Republican challengers in the room, fully active in the process. The county clerk overseeing it all is a Republican who said in 2018 she supports Trump's policies. So I think in the end, unless there is some sort of evidence or actual something that we can see, I haven't seen any instances of voter fraud or anything like that in the state over the past 48 hours.
Zoe, want to also get a sense of what's playing out when it comes to protesters and people who are looking to stop the count. What's the mood been on the ground?
There were a group of folks who, it appears, Republicans in Michigan had called out to go to the TCF Center. It appeared that maybe they got some inaccurate information that Republicans were not being let into the TCF Center. Again, that is not accurate. There were reporters there counting how many folks, whether it be poll watchers or challengers, were there. But, misinformation is just that. And so some folks were there. And what was happening is the security outside of TCF Center were not letting folks in because of COVID restrictions, right? As we are still in the middle of this historic pandemic, there were only so many people that were allowed in this very large room. And I mean, there were hundreds of people in this room already. And so these folks weren't allowed in. And one of the issues that sort of sparked some of these, you know, so-called demonstrations was that there were members of the media who were being let in to allow to watch and document what was going on. So some of these Republican protesters were saying, you know, hey, look, you know, talk to me about the number of restrictions and folks that are in there because you just let, you know, them in, but you won't let us in. There was some talk, well, there was a certain number of media that they were already accounting for that was allowed. And so it turned into a situation, as we heard, that, you know, folks were chanting, some pounding on the walls. But overall, the police security was able to tamp things down. Did it get heated? Yes, but it did not get to a point where the demonstrations got violent. But there was definitely, you know, yelling by Republicans. But overall, things went off without a hitch.
Democrats were not able to flip the state legislature in Michigan this year. How is it that they fell short, despite the fact that Biden has had success in that state?
Yeah, I mean, I push back about the falling short. I mean, I think what it was is that across the country, there were some expectations because of some polls. And I'm sure we'll all be discussing this yet again for the next 4 years. This sort of showed there was going to be this blue wave, right? This sort of historic Biden sweep that down ballot would help Democrats. And, you know, folks were saying, oh, if Biden gets, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 points extra here in Michigan, that'll help down ballot. It doesn't appear that was the case. It looks like it's going to end up being closer to 2 or 3 points. And so down ballot, it didn't do as much in state house races. But I want to note a lot of that here in Michigan has to do with the way that our both congressional and our state house and state senate maps are drawn. And interestingly enough, 2 years ago, voters approved basically an independent commission who will take up maps because folks in Michigan said, look, you know, maps are gerrymandered. We want change. So, you know, statewide, more Democrats voted for Biden, but lower down in the ticket, that did not appear to happen in the state house. So Michigan will go forward with a Democratic governor and Gretchen Whitmer and a Republican controlled House and Senate, both chambers, for the next 2 years.
There's also a very close Senate race in Michigan between the incumbent Democrat Gary Peters and John James. Were you surprised at how that race turned out to be so close?
No, in fact, one respect that the polls were accurate was that this was likely going to be a close race. Look, Gary Peters, he was a Democrat who has been considered sort of a moderate Democrat. This was his first re-election campaign. He won the first time 6 years ago. So we all knew it was going to be close because John James, who is sort of a Republican rising star, who was running against him, had run in Michigan in a U.S. Senate race against sitting Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow 2 years ago. So John James had really high name recognition for a candidate, right? Because folks knew him from 2 years ago. So, you know, there's also some question that I'll be interested in as we dig into the votes a little more. Were there ticket splitters, right? Were there folks who might be Republican who couldn't bring themselves to vote for Donald Trump, maybe even voted for Biden instead, but decided, well, I'm going to even out my ballot and vote for John James as you know, sort of sending a Republican to D.C. But in the end, Gary Peters did win. And a lot of that, again, has to do with the Democratic turnout here in Michigan.
Zoe Clark is the program director for Michigan Radio. Zoe, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.